No, I won't back down.
Johnny Cash doing the Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down. That's from the CD American 3, Solitary Man. And you know, the unique thing about Johnny Cash was, even when he was covering other people's material, he always managed to put his own stamp or his own style on everything he did. And a perfect example of that right there. Well, this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin, filling in this week for Flap Jones. And earlier this week, I had the chance to talk with Dr. Ruth Hawkins. She is executive director of the Arkansas Heritage Sites Program at Arkansas State University. And she is overseeing the project to restore the small home where Johnny Cash grew up in the East Arkansas town of Dyess. She was in Little Rock for a reading at the Butler Center, nothing to do with Johnny Cash, but about a new book she has out, which looks at the second marriage of Ernest Hemingway and his wife. They used to stay at a home in the small town of Piggott, and the Arkansas Heritage Sites Program also oversees the museum that they have there. And I spoke with her about that for a story that should be running here in the next couple of days here on KUAR. But while I had her in the studio here at KUAR, also wanted to ask her about how the restoration of Johnny Cash's boyhood home is going. Here's what she had to say.
We have made a lot of progress on the house. The house has now been set back on its foundation. It was interesting. The biggest part of the work that we had to do was work that nobody will ever see, and that is the soil there in Dyess is it's gumbo soil, which means it moves and rolls, and the houses in Dyess are very unlevel because the ground moves and shifts so much. So to prevent that from happening in the future, we had to dig a pit 7 feet deep, the entire area that the house occupied. And we removed all that gumbo soil, and then we packed it with good soil, and then dug a pit for a foundation around the house about 2 feet wide and poured a concrete foundation, and then covered that with soil so that people couldn't see this massive concrete foundation, and set the original concrete piers back on that foundation, then move the house back. So now we don't think that house is going anywhere. We think it's going to be pretty sturdy for a long time, but we have now everything that was added since the Cash family left the house has all been torn out. It's things that were removed have pretty much been put back. We have stripped, when the Cashes lived there, there was no paint on the walls. They were the bare wood panels, and so the walls have now been stripped. We are working on getting ready to reinstall all of the windows. The original windows had disappeared, so we had to have reproduction windows made, which we are getting ready to install, and also are getting ready to install the wood shingle roof again.
You having a lot of people still coming by as the work progresses?
Oh, yes, that's been really interesting. And we put a message box out on the fence just because we knew we had so many people coming by. And we have invited people to leave their messages. And it's really great to go by there once a week or so and pick up the messages. They're from all over. They're from people in Wales and Norway and Japan and sometimes they've left checks in the message box, and so it's really been a great thing. I guess one of the really exciting things for me as well has been working with Tommy Cash and Joanne Cash, who are Johnny's younger brother and sister. And of course, they grew up in the house as well. We call it the Johnny Cash House, but it was also the Joanne Cash and the Tommy Cash House. And they have phenomenal memories, and they remember every stick of furniture in the house. They remember who sat where at the dinner table and so forth. So they have been describing the furniture to us, and we have been working with a virtual builder named David Hollywood who builds in a program called Second Life. He actually lives in Australia, But we send him the descriptions. We email him the descriptions of the furniture. He builds them in this virtual world, and he's built a virtual replica of the house. So he puts the furniture in the proper room and in the proper space. And then we take pictures of it, and we send it to Joanne and Tommy and say, is this what it looked like? And they'll say, well, the sofa was a little more scuffed up than that, or the piano was sitting here, not there, or the pot-bellied stove was a little rounder than that. And so as a result, we're able to get a really good sense of how the house was furnished. And once we feel confident that we know exactly what it looked like, then we'll probably take Joanne Cash out on a shopping trip to some antique shops and so forth to help us find all of these replica pieces.
Yeah. How amazing is it that this house actually still exists?
Well, it's phenomenal because there are probably, of the 500 houses that were built there, there's maybe only a couple of dozen of them left. And most of the ones that are left are actually in town, not out, you know, on the actual farmland. Most of the houses that were on farmland have been torn down just because farming has gone so large scale that you obviously want to be able to farm every inch of it. So the fact that that the house remains, I suppose that people have recognized all along that it was the Johnny Cash home and that maybe it shouldn't be torn down. Otherwise, there's not really any reason for it still being there.
Yeah, but it was never kept necessarily.
It was never kept up. It was again in terrible shape, primarily because, as I said, all of those houses that were built around that time were built with just the concrete piers as the foundation. And so as the ground shifted and moved, they all got lopsided and all a kilter. And so they didn't look good from the outside. And so we're fortunate that it was at least still there.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a lot of Johnny Cash fans have gotten behind this project. I know the dedication ceremony in February, the Dias Community Center was packed, and at the event in Jonesboro last August,
right,
8,000 people sold out there at the Convocation Center at ASU. So, yeah, have y'all been getting a lot of fan support?
We have, and of course, we have our next benefit concert is scheduled for October 5th in Jonesboro at the Convocation Center. We will have Roseanne Cash coming back for that, but we will also have on the lineup, we will have Willie Nelson, who was not able to come the last time. We will have Dierks Bentley, who appeals to a younger audience, which will be great. And then we have a great group, the Civil Wars. And so we think that we'll have another sellout crowd. And of course, the concert last year, we cleared about $300,000. And so our plan is to generate enough funds from this next concert that we can finish the restoration. And of course, once we restore the house itself and furnish it, we also plan to do all of the outbuildings that were there, the outhouse itself and the smokehouse and the chicken coop and the barn and all of those buildings that were part of the farmstead.
And are you on track to, believe it was June of next year that y'all are hoping to at least open the house itself?
That's what we're hoping. And, of course, Arkansas State University also owns the administration building and the theater building that are in the town itself. And we're making great progress on the administration building. We hope to have the administration building finished enough that we can have some exhibits there available. We do hope by next June to have the house open. We won't have all of the outbuildings finished yet, but hopefully we'll have something that people can go into the house and get a great tour.
Well, it's good to see the fan support as well as the family. For me, just in February, being there talking with Tommy Cash and Joanne Cash and Yates and Roseanne Cash, who have practically been in love with for 25 years.
Well, and you know, it's been really interesting that all of Johnny Cash's children have bought into this. And so every week we get an email from Roseanne or from Kathy or Cindy or Tara, you know, all of his daughters saying, oh, I was going through my dad's stuff or my mom's stuff, and I found this. And they send us things that Johnny has written about dice. Just last week, Roseanne sent me something that her dad had written in a letter to her mom about how much he loved dice and that every inch of that town had special meaning for him. So it's really great that the family has bought in and are sharing all these things with us.
That's Dr. Ruth Hawkins with ASU's Arkansas Heritage Sites program. And since she brought up Willie Nelson, why don't we do one from Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash? This is from the TV special that they did together about 14 years ago for the VH1 Storyteller series. Start off here with Willie Nelson's Me and Paul. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR, FM 89.
I wrote a song about me and Paul one time. You remember?
Oh, I love that song, yeah.
Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling